Blooms is sponsoring today's show. They are my favorite tool for engaging parents in the classroom. And at the end of the show, I'll tell you about a free webinar they're sponsoring where I'll teach you 5 habits you can start now to help your classroom thrive in the fall. Stay tuned at the end of the show. Every learning disability manifests itself in a different way per child.
The 10-Minute Teacher Podcast with Vicki Davis. Every weekday, you'll learn powerful, practical ways to be a more remarkable teacher today.
So on a recent show, you heard from Jennifer Kronk, and I promised you that she would come back and we would talk about EdTech tools for special ed. Thank you, Jennifer, for coming back on the show. And what is your first treasure for us for special needs kids?
My favorite of all time and something I still use all the time is anything that has to do with speech recognition. You want to free up a child from being restricted by mechanics to allow their creativity to come through, then you need to give them the opportunity to express themselves without having to deal with any fine motor issues or reading disability or comprehension. So I love speech recognition. Probably my favorite type of speech recognition is in Google Docs, and it is the add-on speech recognition. Now, I am aware that Google has rolled out voice typing, which is under tools, but there is a significant delay in that, and it can be quite frustrating for students. So I still stand by going to the add-ons and putting on speech recognition. It is also very, very sensitive, and you can select different languages and dialects. So I've also had my foreign language students test their articulation by turning on speech recognition and speaking in their target language.
So we want to teach them how to do speech recognition, which that can be a challenge, you know, because they have to say punctuation and they have to say other things, but it can be taught. Okay, what's your second one?
My second one has a lot to do with accuracy. When you're dealing with somebody like me, like I have a learning disability, I am dyslexic, and I find that it's very difficult for me to track, especially on digital format, my text. That has not much to do with my comprehension, but tracking is really, really important. So I like to smash a couple extensions together for that. One I like is Beeline Reader, which uses a color gradient to help guide your eyes from one end of a line to another. Sometimes I'll superimpose Visor, which is another extension on top of that, which restricts my field of vision. This is really, really useful when you have kids that have reading disabilities, you have kids that have attention issues, just to be able to focus what's happening. And Visor will put a color overlay on top of the page too, which can also filter out a lot of distracting things that might set off kids that are apt to, you know, have their attention go different ways, kind of like my daughter.
Yeah, and lots of us. Okay, what else?
Dyslexia Reader Chrome is one extension that I do like. It adjusts the current spacing, the font style, and puts a color overlay on top of text, and that will make it supposedly more visually digestible for students who are dyslexic like myself. And there's other simple things too. I'm not sure if you've seen, when somebody turns on the accessibility section of a Chromebook, one of the things that comes up is you have this big gigantic mouse. I prefer to use like Crafty Cursor to help track the mouse. If I'm dealing with visual issues, like Crafty Zoom is another one. If I have a student that has any kind of visual problems where they need to have some kind of magnifier, I find that to be a really, really useful extension as well.
So you teach kids about all of these and then you let them choose what works for them?
Oh, yeah. I believe so strongly in student agency. Nobody could tell me what app or extension or technique is going to work best for me unless they sat in my shoes. So every learning disability manifests itself in a different way per child. So for me, for example, I have a really hard time with numbers and my calendar. So for example, for an adult, for what I've done to modify for myself, I am in a lot of different districts. I actually take myself out of the equation. People will actually go to my booking calendar and they book time for me, because if I am constantly fielding all these emails and trying to schedule times, I mess it up all the time. So I had to remove that mechanic to be able to have that workflow be something that would work well for me. So that's what I try to do for students and for teachers, is I try to figure out where are the mechanics that are tripping up the kids and how can I improve that process with technology.
So what are some of the other most transformational? Why don't you give us as many as you can in the next few minutes?
All right. Speakit is another great extension. That's great to have a website read to a student. Probably my favorite of all time is the Read Write Toolbar by TextHelp.
Oh, yeah.
The Read Write Toolbar, it's like going to Walmart when it comes to getting a host of tools that you could possibly use. I love the Read Write Toolbar. The simple fact that it has word prediction on there, that if a child doesn't know a word, they can go to a dictionary or a picture dictionary to get contextual clues. It'll read the document to them if they need it to. It'll actually read the document and create MP3 of the whole document read so a student can listen to it on their, you know, on their device. I also like that when you bring it to a PDF or you bring it to like a website, you can use a summary function and it'll boil down a longer piece into smaller snippets to make it easier for teachers. Like, I can't say enough about the Read Write Toolbar.
I love that tool and I've talked about it at lots of conferences and there's so many times when you talk about that tool and I have to disclose, I've done some work for them. The teachers will exclaim and go, oh my goodness. And then they just want to leave and just go set it up, you know?
It's got like nearly everything. My only thing about the Read Write Toolbar I don't like is its voice typing is almost exactly the same as the one in Google Docs and there is a delay. And so I still hold firm that speech recognition add-on is way faster and more sensitive. But another one that I also really like that I just started playing around with is the talk and comment extension. So one of the things that I say to my teachers, whenever we're leaving feedback for a student, especially with special needs or, you know, a child that has any kind of issues, when I'm grading a child's paper or essay, I'm leaving my annotations on things they need to improve. 9 times out of 10, that student's going to come back to me and ask me what I meant. It always happens. I never have a child just take a look at my annotations and say, okay, so I need to make this change. My special needs kids don't do that. They always ask for more clarity on what did I mean. So I love using talk and comment, or you could use Read Write Toolbar, or you could use Screencastify, which is also pretty powerful as well. And I will actually leave voice comments on documents for my kids. And I find it to be faster for me. It is a faster workflow for me to give them feedback. And not just are they getting feedback, they're getting that one-to-one coaching. So the kids don't have a relationship with my text. They feel picked apart by my text when I'm telling them what they need to change. But when they hear my voice and they hear me say, hey, I know you got this. We worked on this last week. You had a fabulous hook. What happened to that? Let's go back to that. Come back to me if you still need help. That is a whole different way of interacting with students. I also like using along that same line of thought. I love using Screencastify, and I will actually screencast myself going through a student's document. After I'm done with it, it's on my Google Drive. I grab a link, I leave it in a comment in the student's document, and now they have a video of me leaving feedback for them. And again, it's me coaching them. They're just not trying to decipher my annotations about what they did wrong. Hearing my voice telling them what is right about what they did.
So Jennifer Kronk has given us so many fantastic ideas. Remember, check the show notes. Go get the transcript with all of the links. There's so many fantastic resources. And, you know, as a mom of two with learning differences, it is about empowering our students to really empower themselves and be self-advocates and know what tools to pick for themselves, because this is their life. They don't want us to do for them. They want us to empower them. And that is truly a remarkable way, because as a mom who never has given up on my own children, and I have one graduating from Georgia Tech on May 6th with who I didn't even know if he could get out of, I didn't even know if he could get out of third grade with his learning differences. And we empowered him with technology. It's made all the difference, and we can do this. Thank you, Blooms, for sponsoring today's show. It is my favorite tool for parent engagement in the classroom. Just go to bloomz.net. Now, they are sponsoring the April free webinar on Thursday, April 27th at 6 p.m. Eastern. I'll be sharing 5 habits you can start now to help your classroom thrive in the fall. There are things you can do now to have a better classroom. So join me by going to ccTEA.ch/blooms, that's BLOOMZ, dash spring to register for the webinar, or just go to the show notes at coolcatteacher.com/podcast for the link.
Thank you for listening to the 10 Minute Teacher Podcast. You can download the show notes and see the archive at coolcatteacher.com/podcast. Never stop learning.